Hi, everybody. It's Mr. Gray here. Thank you again for another great week with your students. We're getting into the middle of May, and so as promised, things are moving very fast. I do want to give a quick compliment to all of your students. We've been doing state testing for the last 2 weeks, and we will have to do some makeups early next week to hopefully get all finished. But it's a lot to have to sit for long periods of time, and you're either taking a test for a long time or you finish early and just have to sit. And you can kind of work on some things at your desk to pass the time, but it's a lot to do. So almost all the students are completely finished. We have some students who are absent or just need to finish a little bit early next week. I'm hoping we all are completely done by Monday, but we may have to finish a little bit later in the week to get it all done. But it's a big compliment to your students who are really respectful of their neighbors, even though if I have finished the test, someone right next to me might still be working. And so even if it's a long time, I just have to sit quietly to give them the same chance that I had. And so they've done a really, really nice job of that. And being a part of a respectful community is very impressive. I have some announcements before we get going into the academics for next week. We have a special visit on Tuesday from the UCI Chemistry Department. They're coming to do an assembly with all the fifth graders, which should be really fun and interesting. So you can ask your kids about that after Tuesday. It doesn't have a specific academic focus. It's mostly just kind of a really exciting science assembly. And so it's really fun, and all the fifth graders will share in that, so it'll be a really good time. The other thing that's happening next week is the talent show is on Thursday, May 16th, starting at 5:30 p.m. here at Santiago Hills. I will be performing in the talent show. Some students from our class will be performing in the talent show. Other APA students and other students from Santiago Hills are performing. It is a very cool experience. If you haven't come to the Santiago Hills talent show, and you can come on Thursday night, I highly recommend it. So I hope to see you there, but it'll be a really fun time if you can come. The last couple of announcements I've talked about before, the bowling day is coming up on Wednesday, June 5th. That's the last week of school on Wednesday. As a reminder, school gets out at 1:40 that day, but we will not be getting back from the bowling alley until about 2:45. I think everyone has filled out the permission slip at this point. So this is just a reminder to bring a $10 donation if you can. Obviously that helps cut down the cost of bowling. And really just helps us be able to do it with the cost of the bus and the bowling alley. It's quite expensive. And so if you haven't done that yet, let me know. If you don't remember if you did it, you can just ask me anytime. That's fine. Field day, the next day, is Thursday, June 6th. I have a little bit more information for you, and then there'll be a little bit more to come. So the kids will be playing throughout most of the day, going around to different stations. We're going to ask some parents to be volunteers at those stations. We'll try to send it out all at the same time to Miss Kelly's class and Mr. Colbert's class if parents want to volunteer. Not tons of volunteers. The other thing we might ask for is for some donations for snacks that day. And that will be between, you know, all the fifth grade classes. So I'll send out a little more information about that hopefully in the next week or so, but that will be on Thursday, June 6th. And the kids will be playing most of the day. So it'll be really, really fun. The last one is the All APIS Project Showcase is coming up. So I sent an invitation earlier this week. We got to team up a little bit with the electric car company Rivian. A guy who works at Rivian, who is in charge of safety and seatbelts and seats, came and gave a presentation several weeks ago. And he told us about Rivian's mission is to keep the world adventurous forever. And the task of the students was to team up, where there's one fourth grader, one fifth grader, and one sixth grader from the APIS program in a group. And they're trying to come up with ways that Rivian can improve their company and also stay true to their mission of keeping the world adventurous forever. As you can imagine, the projects run the gamut, from marketing to new cars to totally different ideas about what to do, even to supply chain and logistics. And so there's a lot to see. I think it'll be really exciting to talk to the students. So we would love to see you on Wednesday, May 22nd. That is going to be out on the blacktop from 8:45 to 9:45 a.m. I know the time really limits how much attendance we can get, but that was really the only time we could do with all the other things going on at the end of school. So we very much hope to see you there. Mr. Potwora will be out there. Obviously, the APIS teachers and all the students will be out there. We should have some people who work at Rivian coming to also talk to students. And it's just a great way to not only talk to your students and see what they've been working on and how they're, you know, displaying their ideas, but also what other students from the APHIS program are working on and thinking and what they're doing too. So it's a really nice day, and it's kind of a way to end the year just like together as an APHIS community, which is really, really nice. So hopefully you get to see people you haven't seen in a while, say goodbye to the sixth graders. And so it should be a really fun day. So hopefully we'll see you Wednesday, May 22nd, 8:45 to 9:45 out on the blacktop. As far as academics go, everything is a little bit in flux. I've been kind of saying the same thing for a couple of weeks, maybe adding one thing here or there, and that is because of state testing. It just takes up a lot of our time. You know, I don't know exactly what's going to happen during the week. So these might sound similar and they might end up not happening as the week goes. But that's kind of just where we're at with the year and with state testing. So we're going to try to get started in our fantasy unit. We're trying this week. It never really got started. We kind of ran out of time. But we're going to, if we get there, we're going to talk about how elements of fantasy stories differentiate themselves from other kinds of fiction titles. I'm reading aloud the book, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, specifically because it has all of those elements of fantasy stories that are going on, which is really nice, and it's a really great story. For writing, we're trying to work on our information writing piece just little by little. As we get a little bit of time, we tried to add in a mini narrative story into our information piece this last week. Next week, we're going to try to add a mini argument or opinion inside my information book. For math next week, if we have time, I have a little project having to do with like a dream vacation and budgeting for that. You can imagine what that entails, but it's kind of a fun research project to do. Again, will we get to that? I'm not exactly sure. We'll have to see how it goes, but that may pop up either this week or next week. And then in social studies, I'm leaving the same thing up I said last week about beginning a poster about the power of the Constitution. That might get skipped purely because of time, and we might work on capitals in preparation for a state capital test coming up the week after. So I don't know what's going to happen. It depends how early in the week goes and how much time we need to use for making up state testing. But keep in mind, that may or may not happen. The kids will go to science lab with Mrs. DeMarco. We'll continue working on analogies. Lots of students are working on their leadership project. And we're working on our last chit chat of the year, which will happen not next week, but the week after. The kids get 3 minutes in this chit chat to talk about whatever they want. Their topic has to get approved by me, but there's not a specific genre they're doing. They just get to have the floor to entertain, inform, persuade, anything they'd like. And then finally, there's a big in-class Jeopardy tournament we are doing. All the students are invited to play. We've had several games, and we're whittling down to the quarterfinals at this point, and that will take a few weeks, but it's been really fun so far. We've had some very close, very exciting games so far, and I think that will continue. So we are deep into May. Thank you so much for all the support you've given. One last little quick shout out to all of the incredible generosity and kindness during Staff Appreciation Week. I feel very appreciated. I did before this week, but very much so this week. And the final thing I'll say about that, which is a compliment to all the parents out there. This class, by far of any class, has given me the nicest, most thoughtful handmade cards or written cards that I've gotten of any class, like by a country mile. They really, it's clear how much time and thought they take in many of the cards they have made. And so that's not only a testament to the kind of people they are, but the kind of families that you all have. So thank you very much. I often, year to year, have a small stack of cards that I keep from year to year that really stood out. And this year, I could not pick some that stood out. I have stacks and stacks of cards that students have given me throughout the year for my birthday or for winter break or for spring break or now for Staff Appreciation Week. And so those are an absolute treasure to me. So in addition to the other generous gifts, has just been a really great week. So thank you all very much. I'm blown away. So thank you. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next week. Okay, bye-bye.